You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Here's a question that Flint is trying to answer. Should you lose your house to foreclosure because you didn't keep up with water bills during a period that the water wasn't safe to drink or to use for bathing? Here to try to unravel that issue for us is Genesee County Treasurer Deb Cherry. Michigan Radio recently found that more than 10% of Flint homes owe more than $1,000 in overdue water bills. The Receivership Transition Advisory Board is the state of Michigan board that was appointed in the wake of the city's emergency management. It says liens should be applied, even if it leads to state tax foreclosures. What's been your response to that situation?
Well, first of all, you should know that I have not accepted the liens from the city of Flint for delinquent water that they've put on the tax bills since the water emergency, which we see is in 2014.
So the city's been sending you this information saying, hey, this is a lien against this property, and you've not been putting that on the bill.
They sent it for the 2015 taxes. Remember, we're behind. First of all, they're behind in it being delinquent, and then we are collecting delinquencies, so we're like a year or two behind.
Right.
So what I did was, like in February, is when we start figuring out what we call the development of our settlement, which is where we determine how much money we're going to bond for. So in 2015, we did not accept delinquent water liens. We did accept the sewer, but not the water portion of the utility liens, which was about $800,000.
Total for the city?
Yes.
So why did you choose to do that? Why did you say, no, we're not going to put that portion of
the water? Because it was an extraordinary kind of situation, because the water was poison. People couldn't drink the water. So my office and I did not decide that we weren't going to put those liens on, because if they're not paid, the law says I have to foreclose on any property that is the tax bills aren't paid. And when the city gives us the lien, it becomes part of the tax bill.
Was this a moral issue for you?
For me, it was, yes. And it also, we believe by law that we didn't have to take it because it was an extraordinary event.
Do you have the authority to override the state-appointed board's authority, that Receivership Transition Advisory Board authority?
Well, this is 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The receivership board hadn't taken any action. The city of Flint administration had, and they would probably argue that I don't, but we argue that if you look at the law, normally we would not, but this was an extraordinary event, and that it was a fraudulent tax because the water is poison.
What kind of repercussions could your office or you face for taking that position?
So far, nothing. I suppose that somebody could sue us, you know, to force me to collect. Then it would go to court, and we would have to see what the judge rules on. But we believe we have legal standing, not in normal circumstances, but this is a not normal, it's an extra extraordinary situation.
You've indicated that while this Flint water crisis continues, and for those of you who are not familiar with this, it does continue, until all those lead pipes are replaced and the water is consistently found to have lead levels below the allowable standards, that you won't move to foreclose. If that takes a couple of years or more to replace those lead lines or get the water to a consistently safe level, what happens? I mean, let's say it takes 2 years. What happens after that?
Well, the city can still try to collect. I mean, they still have the liens. The liens don't disappear just because I didn't take them. They are there. The city could try and collect. But what happens ultimately in regards to the collection of money is not something that I really would do. That's up to the city and the state, I guess.
Well, will you allow those liens after everything's cleared up?
Not for the period of time that this has been going on. After the emergency is lifted or everything is cleared up, we would start collecting water liens again, but it would not be for the period of time that we're in this situation.
The concern expressed by the Receivership Transition Advisory Board, again, that's that state-appointed board, is that it's in Flint's best interest to get people to pay these water bills if the city ever hopes to get its water system costs under control.
I mean, losing your house is a really big deal, but so is having a water system that could pay for itself. So how do you strike that balance in this situation?
That really is a problem in the city of Flint. They would have to decide what they would be doing. I personally, if it were me, I'd be looking at the state of Michigan to not only help, but to finance, publicly finance the system. It's because of actions that were taken with the city, with the state also, that created this situation.
Well, the state has in part. I mean, they were paying part of the water bills.
But my concern is with the citizens of the city, and that I do not believe that we should be foreclosing on property just because of the water liens. Now, we would foreclose on property if the taxes aren't paid, as we always do, but not for the water liens. And it's up to the city and the state as to how they get that money.
Now, as I understand, the lien remains in place. As you said, it's still there. You're just not going to enforce
accept
a foreclosure.
It.
Yeah.
I'm not going to accept the liens on the property. We will accept the property tax, the delinquent tax, but not the liens.
What do you recommend to homeowners who know that they have this lien on their property, and what should be their next move?
I think that they should be contacting the city of Flint.
Who's going to say, you need to pay your water bill, or we're going to try to foreclose on you?
Well, they can't foreclose on them.
Well, not now.
Right.
I mean, I understand what you're trying to do. I understand what the city's trying to do. It's a mess. I don't know how we're ever going to get through this.
It is a mess, but that doesn't mean it is right to foreclose on people's homes because of it. I don't argue that it's a mess, but I think that the state should have a more responsible role in this, I guess. But that really is up to them on how they plan to deal with it. The only action really that I have and that I have authority is in terms of the collection or non-collection of the liens. And the only authority really I have that I believe I have is because it's an extraordinary situation and I don't have to accept those liens because of it.
That is Deb Cherry. She's the treasurer of Genesee County. Thanks very much for taking the time to explain this to us.
Uh-huh. Thank you.